Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. Steelers Nation. How are we doing, Tony? What is going on?
I am great. This has been a fun show. I can't wait. I can't wait for part two. This has been a lot of good football talk.
Well, not anymore. There isn't. You know what's coming up next, Tony. Have you heard this thing called Sling in the Slang?
I've heard of it. I'm not sure if I'm going to be good at it, but I've heard of it.
Just before we go into this now, I've got what I did with Jeffrey Benedict the other week, and it was a lot of fun. I chose five words for him to get their reaction and tell me what they mean or translate, right? Do you have, like, what is your perception of Australia, and do you know any Aussie slang yourself? Like, don't give away too many, but one or two words, or what do you overall think? Like, what, right now, like, this is, like, an amazing experience for me being upside down, and you're in the Holy Land, which Tony lives like 5 minutes away from the stadium. Which
I can reach out and touch it.
That's amazing. Like when I went to Heinz Field, it was like the best day of my life. When I first saw it, it took me 15 years to get there. And so when I grew up watching the game from 2007, I was really a super fan, and then I went there in 2016. So all those years have passed. The only time I would see Heinz Field was on a movie. Madden, the game, ESPN, wake him at 3 a.m. So when I finally got there and I walked under that little bridge, there's a little bridge to go in the park, I'm not sure what park it's called, PNC Park, I'm pretty sure. No, that's the baseball stadium. But you go under, there's the fountain at Three Rivers, and you look across, and I was like, yes. And
Point State Park.
I walked along under the bridge. It was cold as ever. And I went and looked at my stadium and went, wow, that's my Heinz Field. Like that's how much it meant to me being there. So if me and Tony could switch roles, that'd be great. But what, Tony, what do you think about Australia? Any words, you know?
Just the usual ones like shrimp on a Barbie, that kind of thing, but nothing probably concrete. But what I think of Australia, I think of friendly folks, friendly blokes, friendly people, tough. A lot of good actors and actresses that come over here and have success or stay over there and have success, international success. That's kind of what I think when I think of Australia. One of my favorite shows ever, the Hawaii Five-0, the reboot. Alex O'Loughlin was the star for all those years, and he's Australian. So I don't know if you ever, have you ever even heard of him?
No, I have no idea. I don't really watch TV. I watch a lot of YouTube, but I don't really watch TV drama. I watch NFL, and that's pretty much it. I don't really watch anything else besides that. Yeah, well, then, are you ready for Sling in the Slang? Because I've got five words for you. And I want your reaction. Okay. So the first one is it's Australian slang, but it's also, I think, I looked it up on Google and I couldn't find it. So it might be my slang. So you might not know it. Okay. If I were to say to you, number one, if I were to say to you, Tony, let's set up stumps over there. What do you reckon that means? Set up stumps.
Find a good place to hang out.
Yes. Yeah. I'll give you that. That's a tick. Yeah. So pretty much
like say you're in a crowded place and you want to go somewhere and talk.
Yeah. I would say that. Yeah. So I've used it with my friends. And I think people use it around Australia. Pretty much when you're setting up stumps means it's like a cricket term. Like where do we pull up stumps? Where do we put the stumps up for the cricket? Right. So we say that like as a joking, like where do we set up stumps or, you know, at the beach, at the park. So yeah, you got that one. I thought you weren't going to get that one. That's good. Number two is, what do you reckon when I say Aussie salute? What's an Aussie salute?
An Aussie salute. I'm trying to, Aussie salute. I don't know.
You got no idea at all? It's hard.
A good job.
No, that's incorrect. Okay. an Aussie salute is, because in summer, it's to wave the flies away.
Okay.
You know, we have like that many flies here in Australia. Like we have a ton, like they're everywhere. So, but that Aussie salute is that's a really old Australiana slang. That's for, that's like back in the 60s or 70s. That was a really, really old one. Now, moving on to number three, Tony, what would you say? If I said to you, I'm knackered, what does that mean?
Naked?
No. I might have to put this one in the chat. What if I said to you this? What's in the chat? I am knackered.
Oh, I get it. You're inebriated, drunk.
Yes and no. I guess you could say that. It's more to do with just being flat out tired.
Oh, okay.
Like absolutely done. Like,
I've heard that one before, though. I have heard that one before.
Is that the slang around the world, or is that knackered? Do you use that in America?
No. It sounds like something I would hear from an Aussie.
Honestly, like I'm really, I should have made up some words, because I think we really can make up words and then just see your reaction too. But these are all Australiana slang. You know what? I'll give you that one. That's going to be you're 2-1 at the moment. You're doing better than the Bungles, all right? All right. Number four, I think this might be universal as well, but I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. It could be two ways to say this. What does it mean when I say play it by ear?
That means it's up in the air. You have to see how things unfold before you make a decision. Like going out, you want to go to that place or that place, we'll play it by ear. When the time gets here, we'll decide where we want to go.
Yeah, 100%. Do you guys use that one as well over in America?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Oh, okay. Maybe these are just normal words then, because I tried to find some really, really weird ones. And also, we've been doing our podcast now for almost a year, so we're kind of running out of slang. we might have to refresh some other ones for new listeners. All right, so now you're 4. My apologies. You're 3-1. You're one game above the Bungles, what they're going to get next year. Last one. Oh, I really should have made it harder then. Last one. What do you think an esky is?
An esky?
Yes.
That's pretty hard. Use it in a sentence.
Okay. G'day, mate. No, that's bad. Hang on 1 second. Which, if I'm talking to a bloke on the phone, right, would you mind bringing your esky over? I haven't got one.
Bottle opener.
No, but that's really close. Do you want to have one more guess? It's pretty close. It's to do with like drinks and alcohol and stuff like that.
A cooler.
Yes. It's a cooler, 100%. So in Australia, for some reason, all our objects, we call them by the brand name. So, like, for a pen, we say biro. Can you please, you know, pass me the biro? We just do stuff like that all the time. And Esky is a cooler. So you put, you know, bring your Esky along.
Okay.
I love out here we got in our live chat, Kathy. She thinks that a kid that lives in an igloo. Kinda.
Does it ever get cold in Australia?
Does it ever get cold here in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, here's the funny thing about Australia. Right now I'm wearing what would you call this? Sorry, audio listeners, but what do you call this, what I'm wearing right now?
Probably a sweatshirt, I'd say. Although it's a short sleeve sweatshirt.
Right. So in Australia, and audio listeners, come jump back right in. We call this a jumper. Have you ever heard that one?
I have never heard that one.
No. So it's for some reason in Australia for our sweatshirts, hoodies, we call them jumpers. Now, a lot of these words, I don't know where they come from. So, like, for me, like, if I'm cold, or like you said, if it does get cold in Australia, yeah, I'll just grab my jumper and then chuck that on. However, I'm wearing shorts. So, like, in Australia, it doesn't get too cold, really. It's the lowest it gets, and I can't do the transition to Fahrenheit. But it might be, like, 60 or 70, maybe. If it's that's like 20 degrees, so that and then, you know, we don't wear the big woolly coats and stuff like that. We just wear jumpers, shorts, and then I'm ready to go. When I was living in Canada, I walked outside at 0 degrees. That's like your I can't remember. 0 degrees, and I was in shorts because I was so you know, over wearing long pants.
Wow, I'd like to live there. Other than the poisonous insects, I would love to live in Australia because I can't stand the winter anymore.
Well, that's it, because when I was in Pittsburgh, it seems to be very cold there, right? Cloudy days, and it's cold weather, the same as the football. But here in Australia, I live on the coast, I'm 5 minutes from the beach, and our winters, they're cold, but they're not as cold as you think. And that kind of wraps up. How did you find Slinging the Slang? And you actually got another word. What do you reckon of that?
I like it. And, you know, the thing about the last one you did, we do that here in America, too, with brand names. We call all tinfoil Reynolds wrap. We call all tissue Kleenex. So we kind of do that. We kind of do that here, too, at least in Pittsburgh. Anyway, I think it's a nationwide thing.
Yeah, well, I reckoned that Pittsburgh and Australia, when I was over there, we have a pretty similar accent, or like to a degree that our accent is similar, where a lot of other Americans can't understand us, which like if you're going to Texas, or you're going to California way, you're going out that way, then the Yinza accent. And I was down in, I can't remember where the bars are down south in that street, south side. And when I was walking, when I was walking around there, looking at all the Pittsburgh gear, and it was an awesome time. They loved my accent, but I also loved their accent, like just the Yinza and how Yinza's doing and things of that nature. So right. I think we are very, very similar, even though we're on different planes of the field and the world. But
that's why you're a Steeler fan.
Yeah. I can't wait to get back, and I just can't wait for this season to start. But let's get back to some Steelers football talk. And we're still gonna run around the idea of are the Steelers the underdog? And I want to talk about, we have the schedule coming up soon. We won't jump into that. We have a show on BTSC. I think one or two of the blokes are moving their show forward. The Steelers preview, going to look at the schedule. So, firstly, like just quickly, can the Steelers succeed as the underdog? Like, they can, right?
Absolutely, they can. I mean, one thing about the Steelers organization, we have high expectations as fans, but it's nothing like what the organization has. They want to win. They're committed to winning. And, you know, they might be underdogs to the media and to the public, but their goal is still to win a championship. And the one thing I will say about the X factor when it comes to these three teams that we talked about in the AFC North, it's cliched, but it comes back down to the quarterback play, because Ben, he may have struggled in his past few playoff games, but he still has proven that he can win on the big stage, whereas Lamar Jackson has yet to really prove that. And Baker Mayfield, I mean, he beat the Steelers at Heinz Field, but let's be honest, he didn't really have a whole lot to do with that playoff victory. It was more about the Steelers self-destructing and turning the ball over a million times. So that's really what's going to come down to. The Browns and the Ravens look great on paper, but it always comes down to the quarterback. And those two guys, meaning Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield, they have to take it to a new level if they want their teams to be champions.
Well, I believe that that's very true. Like, I believe there's a lot of pressure in Baker Mayfield and a lot of even more pressure on Lamar Jackson. Right. Can Lamar Jackson throw? No, he can't. He can run, and he's got some attributes to do with the passing game, but he's not really that sit back and pocket quarterback. Now, there's right. so much pressure on those two guys. Now, giving Ben the offseason now and rehabbing his arm and 1 year off, and when you really think about it, he went from that injury surgery, and then he won 12 games.
Right.
That's a pretty mean feat to do that, to win 12 games coming off an injury. Yeah. So there seems to be now less pressure being the underdog role, Big Ben, maybe third place, even to a certain extent in the quarterbacks. I reckon a lot of people would put Joe Burrow because they're all young faces
right.
above Ben. Ben's the old guy in the room, but mm-hmm. you know, he's got that much knowledge, talent, skills, ideas, how to win this game that you wouldn't put it past him. Same with Mike Tomlin. So maybe they're sitting in the perfect role. Like, I would even put it down to like a Troy Polamalu, where, you know, he knows where their ball is going to be. Maybe right. they know who they are, and they know how to win and fight through this 17 games. It's going to be a long season now with an extra one.
Right.
It doesn't seem like it, but still, a very hard place to win. Cracking into though, we have the schedule coming up. I believe May 11th or May 12th, and depending where you live, Australia, Japan, America. Now, the Steelers have the hardest schedule based on their percentage versus the opponents. Does that overly matter? We have the hardest schedule. What do you reckon?
That's another thing that can change, because the NFL is a parity league and it's designed that way. And the teams that make the playoffs the year before, so many of them miss the playoffs the following year because it's such a close a competition for three or four spots in each conference, really. So it matters. It's a big deal on paper, but you just don't know. Some teams that you expect to be good are probably going to fall off, and some teams that you expect to be bad are probably going to be a little bit better. So I don't think it's going to be this gauntlet that everybody thinks it is, but again, it's May. So what do I know? But I don't see that as any more of a challenge than any other schedule. If they're playing their game, if they're on their game, I'm not saying they're the best team in the NFL, but if they're, you know, this goes for just about any team, any talented team with a franchise quarterback, if they're playing well and they're establishing themselves on offense and defense, and they avoid major injuries for a change, then they're going to be able to get through that schedule. What record they're going to have, I don't know. 11, 12 wins, 8, 9 wins, 10 wins, I don't know. But I think if they are a playoff team, I think the most important thing for them is, again, another cliche, is to be playing well at the end of the year once the playoffs start, unlike last year.
Yeah, last year was just – I can't describe what happened, but I think that's – we've talked about it before, me and Maddie in the past. Last year what happened, that kind of – that culture, and we talked about leaders stepping up, that culture – into that game, you know, we're the best, we're going to win, and then they just didn't show up. That cannot happen again. That would, like, you know, I don't mind losing by 3 points, by 7 points, by 10 points, mm-hmm. if it was a good game. But being down 28-0, I believe, in the first quarter, I don't even know how you watched that game. I did. And then they came back, and there was a certain moment where, you know, I'm watching with my family and friends, and they were saying, oh, they got a chance. And every play you can kind of go, yes, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they're done. Because if you didn't get that certain drive with last 3 minutes to go, then your chances of winning that game are now 5%. Whereas if you got that first down, it's 45%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big swing. And I think that what's going to help us in being this role as well, this is the pressures on the Jackson, on the Baker to – look, they've got to go and win too, haven't they? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Bungles have to get out of the cellar.
And they both have similar schedules. They're in the same division, so they both have fairly similar schedules. They don't have a first-place schedule like the Steelers do, but they still have to play some of the same teams, a lot of the same teams from the NFC and from whatever division they have to play in the AFC. I don't remember which one, but they're going to have a fairly similar schedule. So, you know, they're going to have a tough two as far as their schedule. And we don't know about, you know, are they going to stay healthy over the course of the year? There's so many things that can happen, right? I mean, it could take somebody like Aaron Rodgers going from Green Bay to Denver, and that changes everything as far as the AFC, or it could take, you know, a major injury to a Lamar Jackson or a Tom Brady, and that changes things. So yeah, there's a lot that can happen between now and then, but I'm like you, I can't wait for the season to start.
Wouldn't it be great, though, because I believe the Ravens do have the second hardest schedule. I'm not sure where the Browns are, but wouldn't it be great if we had the hardest schedule and we won a lot of games and the Ravens didn't win any? And yeah, that would separate us even more. Okay, you've said all these words about us. Actually, in the media, you've said no words about the Steelers. Right. We go out there, and once the season's done, we go 13 and whatever it is, 5 or 4. And then the Ravens finish off with 7 wins. It's not going to happen like that, but that would be so awesome to see, because the Steelers had their back against the wall. And I believe during the 2008 run, I think we had the hardest schedule then. Is that correct from memory?
It was the hardest schedule, I think, in a quarter of a century. And they won 12 games. And they struggled in a lot of those games. But once the playoffs got rolling, they were playing their best. And that's what you have to do. Their offense struggled all year, but once the playoffs started, they were great, and the defense, you know, was consistent all year. One of the most dominant defenses statistically in the history of the league.
I've just got one more question, Tony, before we jump into questions.
Okay.
Will the media care when the Steelers win that number 7?
Oh, they'll have to care then. Even if they don't care, it won't matter, because you won't be able to take it away. And you know, it'll put Ben in a place that few quarterbacks have gone yet. Yeah, Brady has what, 7 now, but you know,
Brady got 6. No.
Well, yeah, the Patriots won. He won 6 with the Patriots and won last year. So yeah, 7. But yeah, okay. But as far as teams are concerned, or as far as quarterbacks, there aren't many to have 3. So that would put Ben in rarefied air. That would take all the pressure off of Tomlin, as far as somebody who, quote unquote, won with somebody else's players many years earlier. Even though I think that's a silly argument that people make, but it would change the so many narratives nationally as far as the perception of Ben, the perception of Mike Tomlin, you know, the perception of the Steelers culture. People are all, you know, people harp on so many things, TikTok, all that stuff. When a team doesn't win a championship, there's so many things to look at and blame. Other than maybe the talent on the field and the execution, but if they win that title, it'll validate so many people.
I just think it'd just be one of the best feelings in a long time. I'll probably shed a few tears if that does happen.
Oh yeah.
And for one thing that I would love to see if it did happen, and this is maybe my own view, it would, a lot of fans out there, give them a bit of break and wouldn't have to, you know, diss us anymore. Steelers fans, we always want that championship. So if we get it this year and it has a great season, then, like, you know, here you go. Here's your trophy. Just settle down for a little bit, all right?
Right, like, yeah. There you go. I like how you said that.
It's not every year we have to get one. And I understand it's a very hard game, but it's like, oh, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, or he sucks and that guy's terrible. Right. Fire Tomlin. Okay, here's your trophy. Let me enjoy my what as a fan watching the sport. I'll have a few tears, I'll have a few laughs, I'll probably have a few beers watching it and be very stressed. But then for me watching the next season, I could sit back, I'd be happy. I'd be like, well, yeah. I want to laugh.
Right. I like how you said that. You should create a TikTok video and put it on Twitter, you know, if they win, and say, you got your 7th title, now settle down for a bit and say it with the Aussie accent. And I think that would go over well. It would calm a lot of nerves. It would be very soothing.
If I had TikTok, I'd be banned in the first hour. I don't think they would like my views. I'm too honest for a lot of these people. They wouldn't like it.
That's good, though. That's good.
I would last a good 30 minutes on there. I try and steer clear of those social medias, even on the Facebook, to a certain extent. is when you watch a game, and then I've always said it before, you watch a game and it's like, you know, we're down by 10 points, first quarter, 3 minutes to go. Ah, the game's over. It's over. Ah, fire Tomlin, get rid of Ben. He's
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty common. Like,
no, the game's not over. It's still three quarters to go. You still have halftime. You still have to eat oranges, and you eat your oranges, and then you're ready to go second half. TJ Watt's going to come in second half. They got a new game plan. So I try and steer clear on the Facebook on the game days. Even when I was now I'm working for Behind the Silver Curtain, I don't get involved in the Slack chat while you guys are watching the game too, because a lot of you guys are 3 or 4 minutes in front of me.
Yeah.
I like to enjoy it and just sit back and watch the football and then analyze it after. But during it, it's even to a certain extent, when you're up by 14 points, oh, this game's over. We've got this. And right. Then next minute...
Yeah,
next minute we're down.
Yeah, it's easy to go the other way too. Yeah,
yeah. So we're starting to wrap up the show here. Now, if anyone has any questions in the live chat, just we got five minutes here, or 5 to 7 minutes. But Tony, how'd you find today's show? You know, overall talking to an Australian.
Oh, you kidding me? This is so much fun. I love it. I loved it. This was great. It was very therapeutic. I think you did a great job as the host. And it was a lot of great football talk. It was fantastic. How about you? What did you think?
Yeah, I feel it just flies, honestly. It just goes super fast, and we're now 5 minutes in. I believe we covered a lot. I think that's the main aim today. I just wanted to understand where the Steelers kind of sit in the landscape of things with 31 teams vying for the Super Bowl. I wanted to try and see. And I say 31 guys because I hate the Bengals. And I think at this moment, and you even said it in part one or early part two, you said, you know, it's May 8th or it's May 9th. It's a long way to go.
Right.
So we've got the schedule coming out, which is going to be great. Please check that out on Behind the Steel Curtain. The fellas are going to go through the schedule. I know I'll be in the live chat. So we have that. Then we have mini camp. We have rookie camp, mini camp, training camp. All these dates. I believe Tony even said he's going to drive down there and do some interviews.
Maybe. Or at least I'll yell at people and say, hey, can I talk to you? And they'll say, no, where's your media credentials? But we'll see. Yeah. I'm definitely close enough. Yeah. I'll have my Behind the Steel Curtain shirt on. That's all I need.
Yeah. Just say, mate, I'm Tony. And they'll be like, oh, Tony,
well, if I said it with that accent, they would let me right in. If I said it with that accent, it would be my all the clearance I would need.
I think that accent might be heading off the Steelers soon, because I believe as Donald Nolan says here, who the punt and kick returners? Oh, I butchered that one, but still, I believe Barry might be on the out. But yeah. Donald Nolan says here, who are the punt and kick returners for this year? Who do you reckon?
Well, I think as far as the punt returner, it's going to be Ray McLeod. The kickoff returner, I'm not sure. I don't, who was it last year? I forget, but, was Ray the kick returner of two last year, but I know he was an excellent.
I believe he was, but I don't know who was beside him.
Yeah. I don't remember, but I think Ray McLeod, they finally found a suitable replacement for Antonio Brown as far as a very valuable and dangerous punt returner. So he definitely has that job sewn up already.
I reckon for a little bit there, Ray got in his – and I'm not him at all, right? But I think Ray got into his head a little bit because he was really successful in the first few seven games. And then for some reason, he kind of was like second-guessing himself on his natural playing style. And then he wasn't busting out the big runs anymore. We have a super chat from Snowman for $5. Cheers, Snowman. If you had the choice, what old Steelers would you bring back? What old Steeler, Tony?
Like a really old Steeler or a recently departed Steeler? Well, if I had my choice all time, it would have to be Rod Woodson, because he was a game changer. He was... In my opinion, he was up there with Mel Blount. You could 1A, 1B, whatever. I think Rod Woodson was such a pleasure to watch. And I'd love to see him back, you know, in his prime. How about you?
For me, it's my favorite. I might get a little bit of hate for this, but he's my favorite player, I think, ever, would be Debo, James Harrison.
Oh,
I just love the way he played the game with such intensity. yes, some of those shots were not legal, and that's how he played it. And I don't think he was a vicious player where he was going out to intent to hurt people. I just believe he wanted to hit them as hard as he could and force fumbles and things of that. But James Harrison probably wouldn't survive in today's league, I don't believe, the way he stole of hitting and the other stuff around that. But look, he was so fun to watch learning the game.
Oh, yeah.
We have Stilichick here for one question. She says, Mark, are you coming to Heinz Field? If I can, I will. It's all these things are playing out with the CV-19 around the world. But let's just say when I went in there in 2016, won't be the last time. I've been to America 7 times now, and I've been to Pittsburgh 3 times, and I consider Pittsburgh my home. And as Tony's living there, so yeah. And I've got, you know, I'm coming to Tony's house for a beer for sure.
Woo! Yes.
And we got.
Well, I'll have to clean again. I cleaned today. I'll have to clean again.
You've got about 2 years' notice, mate. So,
okay.
You know, when we get in there. Brian Harrington says here. Oops, that's the wrong one. Donald Nolan says we had the kick returner was Ray Ray. Brian Harrington says, how many yards were Harris Russ this year? Predictions.
Well, I think it's going to be diluted a bit because of the extra game. But I think if he's a starter and he's they can figure things out with the offensive line, I think he could get close to 1,000 yards. I mean, you know, because we've seen that in the past with rookie running backs. I mean, if you get a really good one and he figures things out and the offense is structured around him, he could be a really productive back in his rookie year.
So my prediction here is I need to look up the stat, but whatever the Steelers rookie rushing record is, I believe he gets 1 yard more.
There you go.
I think that for him to make an impact on this team, to really put him in the spotlight and for him to be our guy, is he will get one more yard and one more touchdown. And I can't remember off memory who that Steelers rookie rushing leader or rushing touchdown is, but whoever that is, he'll take that place and he'll have a really big rookie year. But it's really going to come down to how is this Steelers offense? Are they going to use him like a bell cow back, or are they going to sit back and play Ben style and pass 30, 40 times a game? So that's going to be the real big question, which comes into another question via Mark Tobin. Will Claypool be number one receiver this year?
I think he's going to – I think he almost – well, I think it's probably going to be Deontay as far as who gets the most targets. But I think as far as who's going to be their main passing weapon, it's definitely going to be Chase Claypool. He's just too – he's too good. I think he's going to be a superstar in my personal opinion.
So Claypool – and then heading into Juju in the slot, maybe Deontay on the other side, Washington to help out. I think
it's going to be a lot like last year.
Yeah. If all these guys can contribute and play great football, then we've got some really talented receivers. And then you still got Big Ben back there. So, and Kyle Smith says here that Franco Harris is the rookie rushing yard. He owns the record. So, yeah. However much that is, I'd like to see Najee turn it up and have a dig. And I know he will. He's an absolute star. You can see it on his film. You can see it in his conversations with people. He's got a humble heart. And as we learn more about him and we watch him in the preseason. I can't wait for that. I'm so excited for the preseason to see some football. I'm so excited to watch the highlights and see who's going to be on the quarterback depth. Who's going to fill in behind safety? Who's going to be the new gunner? All things of that nature. Now, Tony, before we wrap it up, I just want to say, you know, I'm glad to have you here. But what are your last thoughts? And yeah, what's going on? What are we doing this year? Steelers going to win?
I think they're going to. I think they're going to make a run as far as for the division title. Whether they win or not, I don't know. But I think they're going to prove a lot of people wrong because I don't think they're as bad as people want them to be. I think a lot of it is people want them to be bad. I think if Ben, he's going to have a normal offseason to get ready, unlike last year where he had to basically rehab his elbow and make sure that was okay. So I think they're going to make a run for the AFC North, and I think they're going to make the playoffs regardless of whether they win the division or not. That's how I think it's going to go. I think they're going to shore up their line. They're going to find the answers in the secondary, and they're going to be a pretty good team by the end of the year, unlike last year when they were struggling.
So that's a great point. And before I end the show here, maybe that's what the Steelers fans – maybe this is the year that we had that Big Ben, and he's still coming off injury. But now this is the year that they said, oh, Big Ben, you better turn it up and turn it out. However, the spotlight's off Big Ben.
Right.
It's still a little bit of pressure, but it's like, well, no one's really talking about him because – he was meant to go and win a Super Bowl last year, and that could be his last year. But maybe if he just sits back a bit, and now we've got the running back and Frymouth in the center. I think we always do, but I see great things.
Yeah.
For the Steelers team, and like I said, guys, we won't know until come around September. And look, maybe I've got work by then. I'll win $1 million, and I'm coming to Tony's house. And can you walk down to Pittsburgh? This is crazy. Can you walk down to the stadium?
It would be a pretty long walk, but we could definitely drive there in 5 minutes. I got you. I'll give you a ride, Mark. No problem. We'll get in my car and we'll be there in 5 minutes.
See, that's insane. I went there in 20. I've been there 3 times, and you would have been there 3 times. You know what I mean? We would have been in the same city. We would have been to the Marty Brothers, or we would have been the same subway, or the
right,
like that kind of does my my little head in there. But look, I'm gonna wrap the show up, guys. Steeler Chick, thanks for that great show, Mark and Tony. This is awesome. Tony's now an Aussie. He's learned a few words today. I had a lot of fun, guys. Look, please check out the Behind the Steel Curtain website. Great articles from Tony and all the rest of the gang. And awesome videos. And I know the big one, the next step now, the big one is the Steelers schedule coming out. We want to find out who we're versing week 1. So yeah, cheers, guys. Much appreciated. And Tony, send us out.
It was so much fun talking to you, Mark. It was great. You did a great job. Let's give it up for Mark Davidson. He did a great job tonight, and it was fun. Go Steelers. Talk to everybody next time.
All right. Go Steelers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.